It's Friday, the weekend is here, and it's time to go fishing. Chuck Hazy from Leisure Outdoor Adventures talks Leech Lake fishing and where to go to catch them this weekend.
Thank God it's Friday, gonna cast out a line. The afternoon sun is flying oh so high. I'm a peaceful kind of guy, most usually. But I'm hunting all the fishes in the deep blue sea. Making sure my bait is all nice and stinky. Gonna add a little lead and make the bait go sinky. We can wait another day to do the patchwork laundry. Cause now we going fishing for Bunyan Country.
This is Fishing Paul Bunyan Country.
All right, we're checking in with Chuck Hazy from Leisure Outdoor Adventures. He's an outstanding guide in the Walker area. And, of course, he actually recently was fishing in our neck of the woods in Bemidji for the AIM State Championship. And, Chuck, I saw your post. It just didn't go quite the way you wanted it to.
Yeah, we were very, very close. We had a nice finish. We made a strong push at the end, but, unfortunately, we came up just a little bit short of qualifying for the national championship again. So, last year we kind of backed our way in, and this year we just didn't quite cut it. So we'll give her a go again next year.
Okay. Well, talk about the Lake Bemidji fishing last weekend. What was it like? How's the bite?
Actually, Kev, you guys are lucky up there, man. The fishing, as far as just catching fish, standards go, was absolutely outstanding. When I first started fishing up there maybe a couple weeks ago, and the water was really green, had a big algae bloom going, and we found fish as shallow as 3-4 feet a lot of days. And however you wanted to catch them, whether it was Lindy rigs, pulling spinner rigs, we pulled some small salmos over top of 6-foot rocks. It didn't seem to matter how you really did it. It was just a matter of how you wanted to fish them, and we had some pretty good success.
Yeah, that algae bloom is really nice in August.
It is. It kind of blocks a lot of that midsummer daylight from filtering through the water, and the fish just don't seem to care. Even if you're over the top of them in 3-4 feet of water, it seemed like it was dark enough that they weren't spooking at all.
And you're not getting that kind of nice cover on Leech Lake?
There is, a small algae bloom that showed up here 2-3 weeks ago, but it's nothing like Lake Bemidji was. I've been fishing Cass Lake a little bit too, and as you know, Cass Lake's very, very clear. I'm not seeing much of a bloom out there, but and now as we get later here, I was just back on Bemidji again a day ago, and it's starting to clear up a little bit, and it seems like the fish are maybe, moving closer to those break lines instead of up on top of structure. So it's going to start changing here a little bit. Now as we get these cooler nights and things start cooling down, that water will probably become a little bit clearer.
Okay. How has the bite been on Leech lately?
It's been consistent. It's getting a little bit tougher for eater size fish, which is mostly, what our clients want. There has been a few bigger fish showing up now in some of their early fall or late summer areas, typical late summer areas. It's not real great yet. Some mornings are better than others, it seems like, for the number of keeper fish, but I think these fish are starting to slowly transition from these greener weed areas into their, early fall spots, which is a lot of, structure that's close to drop-offs and deeper water.
Okay. What about some of the other species? What are you hearing?
I know a 2 or 3 different crappie bites that have been just absolutely crazy. It seems like there's a good crappie bite that goes off in Boy Bay here on Leech Lake every August. Some of the smaller lakes, I know my father-in-law and my oldest boy have been hitting some of the smaller lakes around in the area, and I mean, the bass, the bluegills, the crappies, the pike, you know, the last remaining green weeds that we're going to have here for the next month, that's where you want to be, and especially if they're closer to some deeper water where they have quick access to some of these, you know, other meals as a Cisco or a Tulibee, you know, something of a little more size. The reality is they're going to be looking to pack on some pounds here real soon as we head closer to fall and into winter.
Yeah, you know, we had a very warm July. August hasn't been particularly hot. It's been, in fact, a little bit cooler than usual. So we might get that fall bite a little quicker.
I'm hoping so. The last two falls, the warmer water has just kind of lingered on a lot of these lakes all the way through September. And what I've noticed on leech especially is once you hit that 55 degree water degree mark, things start really changing fast. It almost goes more towards a traditional spring jigging a minnow bite. But you're right, we've seen water temps on leech especially all the way up close to that 80 degree mark. I know a week and a half ago, the water temps on Bemidji were 78, 79 by the middle of the day. And the last couple of days now, they're down into the 71, 72 mark in the mornings, and they're not warming, you know, that typical 2-3 degrees in the afternoon. They're kind of staying idle in that low 70 mark.
What are you hearing from your muskie fishing friends?
That it's awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right now is... right now is go time. I know multiple guys that have been out the last week to 2 weeks that have been real successful. In fact, even fishing walleyes on Bemidji, fishing the shallow weeds one day, we had maybe a low 40s muskie eat a paddle tail as we were pitching walleye baits into the green weeds. We had another muskie grab a fish that was caught on a spinner rig. We didn't get either of them to the boat, which that's not what we were aiming for, but, you know, they seem to be pretty active right now. And, we just went through a full moon period here. So even middle of the day, I know guys who are doing most of their damage in that 11 to 2 o'clock middle of the day type thing.
Chuck Hazzy, Leisure Outdoor Adventures, the guest today. He's got a lot more to share with us next.
Some people fish, some people don't. Those people are clueless. This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country. You're listening to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country.
Chuck Hazzy, my guest from Leisure Outdoor Adventures, outstanding guide in Leech Lake. Most of your clients still looking for walleyes right now?
Yeah, I do not guide for muskies. We have a couple, 2-3 guys here at Leisure Outdoors that if any muskie trip comes through, I mean, we send them to them. I'm not going to pretend like I know what I'm doing and take you out and try to show you where, you know, where the muskies are in the fall. I know a little bit about them, but I'm still primarily 99% guiding for walleyes.
Well, again, as we're in this time of the season where we're not quite into a real strong walleye bite again, if you had a few days off and you could fish for anything, what would you be fishing for right now?
I love chasing big crappies. If I'm not fishing crappie or if I'm not fishing walleyes, I'm usually trying to catch a big crappie. We have so many lakes around here, that hold a sizable, you know, population of eater sized crappies. And then there's a handful that traditionally kick out a trophy or two. That's what I'm going for if I'm not walleye fishing. My father-in-law and my son, they love to bass fish. They fished a small lake this morning. And at one point, they figured by 11 o'clock, they had caught over 100 pounds of bass already. Jeez. For the morning. They weren't big, but just numbers of 3-pounders. And those fish are going strong right now.
Wow. You know, I've been hearing a lot of good crappie stuff. You just, you know, gave us some good reports on it. Cutfoot Sue, I got a report the other day. Cutfoot Sue had some great crappies going on right now, too. So crappie bite is pretty strong.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like August is kind of the start of that kickoff for the crappie season, other than the early spring season. But a lot of times they're moving back into the shallow water, whether that's a bug hatch or oxygen. The last remaining green weeds kick out a lot of oxygen, which hold a lot of bait. But you don't really need to fish them in 15 to 20 feet of water now, or 25 to 30 feet of water now. It seems like they are right up in that vegetation again for the first time since maybe, you know, since they spawned. So it's they get a little more active and a little easier to catch once they're back in that shallow water.
Okay. I'm just curious, you know, as I like talking to guides and the kind of how it works out for them. Is this a busy time for you or not so much?
It's actually for us been 100% foot to the gas since opening day.
Wow.
We have done many, many guide trips as a group. I was talking with Jason the other day, and I think he said even just for the month of June, which is when things really start to get rolling, as a group, we did 150 or 160 guide trips just in the month of June alone. That number held still through July. And as we get into August now, Jason Freed, he kind of slides back into that football coaching role.
Mm-hmm.
Toby's fishing muskies, Jeff's fishing muskies, Tim's fishing muskies. The rest of us are picking up all the walleye trips, so it doesn't really seem to slow down until maybe the week after Labor Day when kids go back to school and sporting activities start, and that kind of vacation time slows down a little bit.
So the people who would be hiring you to do a walleye trip now are the people that they got their week, and this is the week they get, and they want to go for walleyes.
Correct. Yep, or it may be you know, the guy who lives on Leech Lake and he hasn't been here real long,
mm-hmm.
and he's struggling trying to find fish in the month of August. So he'll hire a guide and say, you know, teach me how to catch a fish in August. I have no clue. I've had some struggles. You know, I can do this or that, but if that doesn't work, I'm kind of lost. So we'll go out and we'll try, you know, four or five different tactics. We'll fish deep water. We'll fish shallow water. A lot of it is using your electronics, and then from there, figuring out what they want to eat or how aggressive they are. But that's kind of the month of August. And as you get closer to fall and this water is warm like it is now, their metabolism actually increases. They have to eat more times throughout the day. It doesn't always seem like it because the fish are a little more spread out. But right now, they're actually eating more than they do in a traditional, you know, you think of your better walleye months of May and June, those fish are schooled up, and you may be catching, you know, one fish out of a school of 50 that decides to eat, where now you're looking for one or two fish here or there, and they need to eat multiple times a day, so it's a huge deal to learn your electronics and try to figure out where those fish are.
Okay. The famous fall bite, you said, what was it, like 55 degrees, that's what you're looking for?
Right, that's what I typically look for on Leech. Every lake's a little bit different, but mm-hmm. I know on Leech that 55-degree mark seems to be when things start happening. And last year, I mean, it wasn't until close to October before we hit that month. And the year before, it was even into the first week of October. It was so warm. And you know, it can be tough in that transition period, but you just keep picking away one here, one there, and until we hit that little cooler water temperature, those fish will start to come back together, and then it gets a little bit easier.
And they get bigger, too.
They do get bigger.
We are talking fishing for the weekend with Chuck Hazzy from Leisure Outdoor Adventures. And Twins fans, he's still very confident. We'll talk about that, too.
You're listening to Fish and Ball Bunyan Country, where all the cool kids hang out. And Kev Jackson, too.
Wrapping it up with Chuck Hazzy from Leisure Outdoor Adventures. Overall, what would you say the year's been like on Leech? Has it been a good year for walleyes on Leech? Average? Below average?
It's been consistent. I've noticed a little drop off over the last 3 years, but then this year it stayed consistent longer. If that makes sense, sometimes you get into the month of July and August, and like we just talked about, it does get a little bit tougher. But leech stayed consistent all the way through July into the early part of August. I think there's different factors of why it has gotten tougher. For one, the pressure on the lake has really increased in the last 4 or 5 years with Mille Lacs, the shape that that's in and the fish enclosures. We've taken a lot of pressure on leech and Cass and Winnie and Bemidji because of it, mm-hmm. which is good for business.
Right.
But you look at the reverse side, and it is, there's more fishing pressure, which makes fishing a lot of times a little bit tougher.
Okay. And we're getting ready again for what is going to be a good time of fishing. But that the one thing about the fall fishing bite, you got to be a serious angler because there's a lot of people who are into hunting and stuff, and that lake is a little more wide open than it normally is.
I find myself often in the month of October sitting in the bow stand thinking, man, I bet the fish are going today. And then when I'm in the boat, I'm thinking, I really should be sitting in a tree somewhere this evening. But that's the great thing about fall. You've got so many options. And, you know, you don't have to deal with just one. You can do a little of both. I like to bow hunt, and I like to fish in the fall. Fall's probably my favorite time of year to fish. But it's just kind of balancing, you know, that balancing act. And a lot of people, you know, they might only have 2 days, you know, on the weekend to do one or the other. So a lot is weather-based.
Sure.
But, yeah, we are inching closer to that time of year when it gets real fun.
Well, if we're going to go out fishing this weekend and we want to check out leech, where would you send us?
On Leech Lake, right now, there's been a decent crankbait bite on the flats or on Grandview Flats up north of Goose Island. We've got a decent crappie bite going on the very east side of the lake in Boy Bay and the Federal Dam area. Walleyes, really, right now, you can find them in the rocks. What I would try to key in on is the last of the lush green weeds that are holding the most oxygen, and that might be in 5 feet of water or it might be in 15 feet of water. It's tough to say. A lot of times you cover a lot of ground and just let your electronics tell you where those fish are. But I would have minnows. If you can get leeches, I would have leeches, and I'd have night crawlers. I'd be prepared to do those three things, and you know, once you get bit, the fish will kind of tell you what they want.
Okay. All right, we got to change the subject. You got to talk me off the ledge here. Twins are making me really nervous.
You know, I don't know why everyone's so nervous. Every time we've talked, they've been in first place. They had a little hiccup. They did lose one again here, a couple against the White Sox. But I think we'll pull through. The Indians, what's the name of the pitcher, Kluber?
Yep.
He had another setback, so it sounds like another couple weeks till he's ready to do anything. I think we'll be okay, Kev.
All right. I'm just a typical Minnesota sports fan. I've been through so much pain and hell that I just, you know, it's hard for me to embrace it and just enjoy it.
I agree. Yep, whether it's Vikings or Twins or the Wild, it's always a roller coaster.
Yeah, it is. And but the thing I'm really enjoying about the Twins, they need to work long term on being a little sharper defensively, but by and large their everyday lineup is really pretty awesome.
It's fun to watch, isn't it?
It really is.
Every time Cruz comes up to the plate, it feels like he could change the game in a hurry.
Oh, I know. So.
We just need some consistency out of our pitching staff. And you never know, there might be a young guy or two that they call up here September 1st that's a diamond in the rough that helps us get through that patch.
Oh, I hope so. I lean on you for the positive spin.
Stay optimistic.
Yes. Well, like you said, we got the Wild, we got the Vikings, we got the Twins. We've been through it all. So,
At least we're not, you know, the good thing is we're not all talking about the Vikings offensive line already in preseason because the Twins are still there. So
that's right.
That's one good thing.
Well, that is true. I mean, it's meaningful baseball in late August and into September, and that's just fun anyway. So it'll be nice
unless you have Dish Network, then you can't watch them.
Well, thankfully, I am not. So I'm good there.
I'm ready to switch. It's been long enough. I've had to listen on the radio.
All right. Hey, Chuck, if people want to hire you to take them fishing and talk Twins, how do they go about doing that?
Yep. You can visit us on our website, which is leisureoutdooradventures.com. You can call the 800 number, which is 855-LOA-HOOK. Or you can contact me directly on my cell, which is 218-289-1383.
Okay. And Chuck's a guy you go fishing with if you want to talk Twins. Toby's a guy if you want to talk hockey or UND. And Jason's a guy if you want to talk Brainerd football, right?
Correct. We've got it all covered.
You really do. Hey, Chuck, we love talking to you. We love having you on the show. Thanks for taking the time today.
My pleasure, Kevin. Fish Hail! Ball born, yeah!
Country! Crazy, crazy. Country!